Full buckets down this side, empty buckets down the other. We'll just get a line going.
That is a bucket brigade organized in the middle of a drought to get a little water on the string beans at the Massachusetts Audubon Society's Drumlin Farm in Lincoln. The drought shows no signs of releasing Massachusetts from its grip anytime soon, and federal agricultural officials are gathering the data needed to provide some financial assistance to struggling farmers here. John Najelski is executive director of the U.S. Agriculture Department's Farm Services Agency in the state. He told us how devastating the drought has been for farmers across Massachusetts.
This is the worst drought in memory that they've seen. They haven't had anything quite this bad before. Typically, we're dealing with excessive moisture and frost, trees and pests, but in terms of a prolonged drought, this is a new one for us.
In the big picture, how's it affecting farmers?
Well, you know, we've been working very closely with UMass Extension, and they are now conducting a survey. We've had over 500 responses from farmers. Most of them are reporting, you know, close to 60, 70, 80% when it comes to crop loss, which is quite significant. The sort of bar for getting a disaster declaration request into the Secretary of Agriculture is 30%. We're going to hit that bar, and there's no doubt, in probably every county in Massachusetts. And it's impacting everybody from orchards to cranberry growers to dairy producers who are trying to grow hay for their cows or growing corn silage. As of right now, the crop that looks to be the worst hit is the hay that our dairy producers grow to feed their cattle. When it comes to fruit and vegetable producers, you know, ponds that they use to irrigate are dry, so things are withering, entire crops and fields are being lost.
Why is hay the most affected crop?
Well, you know, early on, there was a little bit of rain maybe in the spring, and we got a first cutting of hay. But the second cutting never really transpired. There wasn't water going into the soil to make that hay grow. And what you see out there now is extremely brown. And when it's dry like that, there are no nutrients there.
Assuming that Massachusetts farmers qualify for emergency loans, given the crop losses they're facing in this drought, how would that work?
So the emergency loan in this case would be directed towards crop loss, revenue loss, not so much for example, digging out deeper wells or doing irrigation equipment. If you need to make payments on other bills that come up during this time of year, you're going to need some ready cash to do that. An emergency loan can help you.
Do you expect that this drought is going to drive some Massachusetts farmers out of business? They just won't be able to tolerate the financial losses?
You know, I don't think it's going to be that bad. As bad as it is, folks are extremely resilient. As you probably know, Massachusetts is in the top five in the country when it comes to direct market sales. At least 28% of all Massachusetts agriculture is direct market. And by that, I mean folks who have farm stands, who have CSA share farms, basically who are rooted in their communities and have their regular customers. That, I believe, is going to insulate a lot of our producers.
John Najelski, thank you very much. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome, Bob. Thanks for talking to me. Appreciate it.
John Najelski is executive director of the U.S. Agriculture Department's Farm Service Agency for Massachusetts.